A demonstration.
10, 9, 8. Ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have commitment.
7.6 million pounds.
Here we go now.
Hell yeah, let me hear.
Start Operation Noise
Maker. This is the theme to Penrod Show. Penrod called me up and asked if I could write his theme song. I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it so far? How do you like the theme to Penrod Show? This is the theme to Penrod Show, the opening theme to Penrod Show. This is the music that you hear when all systems are a go. We're almost to the part of where I start to whistle. Then we'll hear the Penrod Radio Show. This is the theme to Penrod's Radio Show.
Yay! Welcome to the program. My name is Penrod. What, Munch?
Premature whistling. You started too soon.
I always start too soon. That's my problem. Hey, stick around. If you got yourself in trouble, or maybe your brunkle did, and they're going to be going to prison, we got some prison tips coming up for you. And don't just Google prison tips. Let me tell you that right away. You don't want to. You're not going to like what you come up with.
Creating a history.
Today's an exciting day. It's a huge day today.
How so?
Axl Rose is on Scooby-Doo today.
Come on, Freddy. Let's see if they have Wi-Fi inside.
What's up, mystery gang? I was starting to think you guys were a no-show.
Jinkies! It's
singer, songwriter, musician, and total rock god, Axl Rose!
Yeah, so Axl Rose turning up on Scooby-Doo today. Which I didn't
is that
even
for
know
real?
He was still... Yeah, that's for real. Is that for real? No, I'm making it up. Yeah, it's for real.
I'm sorry,
you're missing your Thursday morning cartoons, Paul.
So, yeah, I know. Yeah, thanks for being
I never
here.
Know with you. Thanks. I don't know.
So is it basically Scooby-Doo in the jungle?
Yep, in the jungle.
Yeah.
And I found this tip that I'm not married, so it's not going to work for me.
Okay.
But I suppose it could be relatable to Paul and I, but I think maybe more towards you, Munch.
Why? Every time my wife and I have sex, I take a dollar and I put it in an envelope next to the bed.
Yep.
At the end of the year, I take that money and I get her a Christmas gift. So far this year, I've made enough to get her a McDonald's McChicken sandwich.
It's worth a shot, though. It could be motivation.
Six-piece.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, I guess it's... I hate to say it's a reward system, but she wants something nice for Christmas.
Order off the dollar menu.
Get the four nuggets. That's the best deal. Stick around. We'll be back with more on the Penrod Show.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
What you gonna do when they send you to jail? Good morning. My name is Penrod.
Cry.
Have you been to jail, Munch? Cry like a little girl. That's what's going to happen.
No, I was chained to a wall and during an interrogation, or handcuffed to a wall during interrogation, but I never actually served time in a cell.
I was in a cell for about 6 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
It was in Naperville, Illinois.
Ooh.
And it was the bathrooms there, the cells were cleaner than a truck stop bathroom. That's how clean the cells were. I mean, I was shocked because there was actually a Starbucks inside the place. It was super nice. Really ritzy area. You ever go to Naperville, Illinois and get arrested, that's the place to go.
We had to put you in incarceration.
So does that go like in your guide of best bathrooms that we were going to put the app?
I think it should.
So best jail bathrooms would be the second part of the app?
Yeah, best jail bathrooms.
Who knew?
I bring it up because maybe your brunkle is going to jail, and there's a book out right now called Prisoner's Inventions. This is the new edition, so it's a second edition of Prisoner Inventions.
Oh,
it's only 80 pages. It's got nice illustrations that explain things, because I'm assuming if you're going to jail, chances are your education level isn't where it should be. I mean, I'm just guessing a little bit, you know.
You're dumb enough to get caught, yeah.
It's got how to make candles out of things, how to make cigarette lighters out of things. Listen to this, Munch. What you do is you take two batteries and a staple and a little bit of like fuzz from your mattress.
Fuzz.
And you kind of rip apart the battery a little bit and connect the wrong ends with the stapler. And then it will start a little fire on your little thing, and that's how they light their smokes in prison. And if you want to know how to make prison wine, there's a great website to check out.
There's plastic bags that you got to acquire, a trash bag. You need something to put liquid in that will hold. Now, what you do is you got to save up fruits and a lot of sugar, and you got to have, the key to it is you got to have the right yeast. Get a honey bun, put it in with the fruit.
Honey
you get
bun.
Orange juice, and what you do is you gotta get you let it ferment. You get your plastic bag, you pour your juice in there. Let that go for a day or two. You put a straw or some kind of thing that comes out so it can air out a little at a time, because the bag will blow up and get bloated and it can pop. It takes about 7 days to get a good batch. That's how you make prison wine.
That's how you make it. And if you're going up the river, check out the YouTube page, Hype Prison Tip.
The Penrod Radio Show.
She was so hot back in the day.
Oh, holy cow. In Greece? Oh,
man. So there's some new research out that says hitting the gym won't make you thin.
Thought about her, but no.
I know. This is exciting for you and I, right, Paul?
I knew it.
Yeah. This is comes from Herman Potzner. He's a professor. I believe he's at Harvard. And he says people should focus on dieting and not going to the gym, working out. This is based on research from hunter-gatherer tribes they found.
That's not as good a news as I was hoping when you started the story. I was really excited. Then you had to, like, ruin it.
To ruin it by saying I have to diet a little bit. But yeah, based on how we evolved from this hunter-gatherer, your body basically will burn off what you consume as long as you're not consuming mass quantities like you and I tend to do a little bit. So they say going to the gym, really not that important. Of course, I got to be honest with you. I fell down yesterday.
Aw.
Okay. And because I've been working out a little bit, you know, and working on my fitness and my weight loss, it didn't hurt as bad. It hurt. Don't get me wrong. It hurt. And I still fell down. Therefore, the balance isn't quite all the way there. But it didn't hurt as bad. So that's good.
Yeah, I'm into fitness. Fitness whole pizza in my mouth.
That's right. That's right.
I think you guys would be way better off if you had my wife cooking for you, because I'm thin. 26 years of marriage, that's the only thing I can figure out.
Is she just not a good cook?
Oh.
Like, are you just not eating enough? Like,
that's insinuated. Understand. That's implied, yeah.
It's implied.
It's time for news of the world.
You know it's going to be bad, but you just can't prepare yourself.
With Munch on the Penrod Show.
All right. That's right, lady. 39-year-old woman in Jacksonville, Florida, arrested because she robbed a bank in an electric wheelchair. Yeah, she wasn't happy they wouldn't give her money, so she took the money, and they eventually caught her.
She was in a wheelchair.
I don't know how.
She was in a wheelchair, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, jeez.
I got robbed by a sweet old lady on a motorized cart. I didn't even see it coming.
Coming up, we got the dad joke, and couples are pranking again. I don't know why they keep doing this. Stick around. More on the Penrod Show. Thanks for joining us. So we've talked about this a little bit before, but I found this prank, and I thought this. It's not only embarrassing for the dude. I'm almost surprised that he doesn't know that this is a real product or not a real. It's not a real product, but listen to what this wife sent her husband in to do, which, Munch, you know. You've probably had to go and buy feminine products. Maybe for your daughter or whatnot. But did she ever ask you to get something like this?
Babe, can you run in there and please get me some heated tampons? I don't feel so good.
They sell those?
Yeah, it's Walmart. They do. Sell everything.
Oh, yeah. Same. They don't have them there. I asked that guy in there, the worker, and he said they don't have them here. They might sell them at Kroger, though.
Where's Kroger?
That way. That woman are looking like I was ignorant. She said, there ain't no such thing as a heated tampon. Now I'm looking like I'm stupid. Why would you send me in there to ask for something I ain't got?
Oh, God, that's so funny.
I don't get it.
What'd she say?
She just said, no, sir, and just started laughing. There ain't no such thing as a heated tampon. It's ignorant.
It's ignorant. A heated. I'm surprised though that he didn't know there's no such thing as a heated tampon.
Yeah, I'm not so surprised bad for based Cletus. On the audio. Yeah.
You would think there's a heated tampon?
No.
No.
I mean, he was like totally like what okay. They got those? All right. I mean, he was ready and willing to go help her out, which was super nice of him, but I think the prank on him, if you're going to prank somebody, yeah. Don't make them look like a total idiot in front of somebody. That's the key. You know,
that's the definition of a prank. What's wrong with
you? Yeah, but that's like embarrassing. It's bad enough for guys exactly. To have to go in and purchase feminine products. But to go in and ask for heated ones? Come on now.
I think that's it's going actually a little genius. Over the line. No,
yeah, well, why back? Don't you ask your wife to go find something, buy something that would not be a real product similar? Let's see what she does to you.
I'll ask her for self application suppositories.
Like they do what? It on their own?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't wait to see how this goes. I can't wait to see how this
goes. He's sporting his white crew socks and sandals.
Even your infantile jokes seem charming and witty this morning.
Time for the Daily Dad Joke.
Can you just squat over top of him and sit on him? Or?
Yeah, you just wait. Yeah. A man had his credit card stolen. This actually seems more like news, but you know, he decided, you know, I'm not going to report it because the thief was spending less than his wife was.
Oh, no, that's good, though. That's good. I mean, you got to weigh your options, that's for sure. Sports coming up with Paul. Stick around.
Vaccine me. A shooter in my arm. Vaccine.
Hey, good news, Paul. I saw that some of the new CDC guidelines say people that are considered obese can bump ahead in the line for the vaccine.
I'm essential, baby.
You are essential now. You can get yourself for that. But here's some good news I wanted to share, because this cute little old woman, 105 years old, Lucia D. Clerk, she's the oldest resident in New Jersey, which, boy, can you imagine how much she's had to suffer?
She just
celebrated her 105th birthday, and she has beat the coronavirus, she says, with a little help from Pfizer. Now, are you ready for this? Yeah. Gin-soaked raisins.
Oh, that sounds gross.
Gin-soaked raisins. Now, I've had moonshine pickles. Those are delicious in your Bloody Marys.
Those were all the rage in the 20s, though, Munch. You got to remember.
What, the raisins?
The 1920s.
Gin-soaked raisins.
Yeah.
That's great.
They were a great band, right?
Hey, that is a good band name. Add that to the list. Gin-soaked raisins.
Yeah, wow. I like it.
It's better than the gin blossoms. Gin-soaked raisins. I like that one.
Yeah, GSR.
But she's alive. Live. She's doing well. I'm happy for her. This guy's not too happy, though, because, well, his old work, I'll let him explain it.
Okay, guys, listen. Oh, okay. As most of you know, I quit my job a couple months ago.
I didn't know that.
I just got an email today from the company, and they said, hello, I'm sending this in hopes that Amanda, who's my wife, will receive it. This is information on how to access the life insurance policy your husband had with our company. Please let me know if you need any assistance with this. My condolences, Rebecca.
Oh. I think I'm dead. They think he's dead. They think he's really? Dead.
Why?
I think those two people are perfect candidates to pick this t-shirt up.
Are you over the age of 65? When you fall asleep, does your family constantly mistake you for being dead? Are funeral arrangements made and pallbearers called? Sounds like a major problem, which requires a major solution. Now you can get the I'm Not Dead, I'm Just Sleeping shirt. Wear it whenever your pesky relatives stop by to change your pants, feed you, or even just to say hello. With the I'm Not Dead, I'm Just Sleeping shirt, you can fall into slumberland without the worry of someone draining your blood and dividing all your worldly possessions among all the snotty grandchildren. Now you can enjoy some peaceful sleep without hearing someone say, he looks better than he ever did. Get the I'm Not Dead, I'm Just Sleeping shirt today. Call 1-777-NOT-DEAD today. And kids, the I'm Not Dead, I'm Just Sleeping shirt makes a great gift for Grandparents' Day just around the corner. And if you happen to die while wearing the shirt, don't worry. Rigor mortis will soon set in, letting your family know your house is now theirs.
We're back with sports next on the Penrod Show. Well, what's going on today, brother?
Well, I mean, not great news for Tiger Woods, but, you know, the best, I guess, news we could hope for. I mean, it looks like everything's no life-threatening injuries for Tiger after his car crash yesterday, but, I mean, pretty serious injuries. I mean, you're talking compound fractures in his legs and shattered ankles, and I mean, he's got a long road ahead of him. Rods going into his leg and pins and all kinds of stuff, but hey, you know, it could have been a lot worse. I mean, the guy's a father. I mean, let's think of that first and foremost before we think about him ever golfing again. I mean, he's got a couple little kids at home, and
yeah,
at least he's going to be all right. I mean, it's, it could have been way worse. But they also addressed, you know, the accident a little bit today. So there was this.
We don't contemplate any charges whatsoever in this crash. This remains an accident. Accident is not a crime.
And that's the sheriff, right?
That's the sheriff. So, yeah. So, you know, before we start speculating on whether he'll ever golf again, at least he's all right, you know, relatively speaking. So that's good news, you know.
Will he ever come back to play? We'll just have to wait to find out. I mean, he's battled back from other things. And
he sure has.
You know, he's a superstar golfer, whether you agree with his past or not on some things. I mean, he's still a phenomenal athlete. What else going on?
You know, we keep talking about the saga of Isaiah Wilson, the Titans' first-round pick. It just keeps getting weirder, man. So today, the latest report is that the reason he was so upset, the last straw, was his birthday was on February 12th, and the Titans' social media team neglected to wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
And that is why he, yeah. So this kid's priorities are completely out of whack, apparently. So he didn't get his birthday wish, and then he wants out of the team now, and they're saying they're not going to get rid of him, so I don't know.
Really?
We'll see.
They're not ditching
him. I'm sure we'll get more. He's going to tweet again at some point here. I guarantee that.
I think he's trying to get out. What else going on?
So how about University of Tennessee baseball got started on Tuesday, and nice 21-1 win over Arkansas Pine Bluff. But so after football coach Jeremy Pruitt got fired, it came out that one of the reasons he got caught was he was handing recruits money stuffed in McDonald's bags.
What?
And that was like the big thing. So yesterday in the first game, you know, a home run comes in the third inning. Max Ferguson's the kid's name, and he gets back to home plate, and then he sticks up a McDonald's bag to celebrate. He trolled his fellow athletes.
Holy cow.
Well played, Max.
And, holy
cow. You know, there's not a lot of really good sports going on right now, but, you know, at least you can get a buzzer beater once in a while. So how about the Mavs and the Celtics last night? Check this out.
Down to 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Doncic for the win. Oh, yeah! Luka Doncic! The dagger!
Coming back, we're talking. Well, we got our web watch. Stick around for that. It's coming up in a few right here on the Penrod Show. Welcome back. You know how much I love crazy names that are out there.
I've heard some pretty unique children's names that they've had in class. So the first one is a set of twins, two boys, and their names were Arangelo and Yellowjello, both spelled out Orange Jello and Yellow Jello.
Oh, geez.
And then the next one was a little girl. Her name was spelled out H-I-J-K-M-N-O, and her name was Noel.
Munch liked that one, didn't you? You liked Noel, didn't you? That was pretty creative. Well, now that we've gone through this whole pandemic, which we're not quite out of the woods yet, can you imagine what we're going to get next for names?
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Sichal. Sichal, that's a cool name. Did your parents give you an interesting middle name, too? Yeah, you know, a lot of people hate their middle names, but I actually think mine's really pretty. It's Distance. Distance? Sichal Distance? Yeah, and hey, meet my sister, Quarantina.
I've got the directions off the internet.
Now, shall we get on with it?
It's time for the Web Watch on the Penrod Show.
Well, if you like cool things, but you like to look at them because you can't afford them, this is the perfect website for you. It's called Uncrate.com. And, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff on this, right? Except, I don't know who's shopping on here. It's almost like the Sky Mall of websites, the products they sell.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah, I've been on a plane a couple times. Like, for instance, those Matt Damon Ford versus Ferrari sunglasses he had in that movie. I don't know if you saw that movie. You can get them on here for $319.
Oh, that's it, huh? Okay.
Yeah, I know. That's it.
This website looks like Elon Musk's Christmas list or something.
Right? No kidding.
I can't afford this.
Well, we got to see this one. Doesn't have a price on it, but it's called I Miss My Bar, which I immediately thought of you, Paul. It's a Mexican cocktail bar is using audio to recreate the ambience of a crowded bar for the pandemic, and you can actually download it. So you can, you know, even like when you're sitting in your garage drinking, you can pretend like you're having a little siesta, like with mariachi bands and everything playing in there. I mean, come on.
Mariachi.
Get the margarita.
Hey, Ted, come in. There's a seat over here.
Yeah.
Come on in,
how about this? The Lego Van Gogh, the Starry Night building set. So you really want to tick your kid off. Get this 1,500-piece Lego set. They'll have no idea how it's supposed to go together. But check it out. It's got, like, Special Forces survival kit for $100, just in case the zombies attack us here pretty soon. So you can check it out online. It's called uncrate.com. That's the web watch for today. Coming up, we're talking video games. I know Munch plays. Do you? Now, I've explained before in the past that I had this disease. I broke it, though. Don't have it anymore. I'm not addicted anymore, no. There's a lot of people out there that are addicted to playing video games.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say you're addicted, are you, Munch?
No, very passive about it, but I still play once in a while, yeah.
Now, what do you play?
I got Fortnite that I play with the nephews. I've got a Marvel Avengers game I like. I have Red Dead Redemption, which is a cowboy game that's good. And number two, which is a good one, too. So, which is old. It's 2 years old, but I got nothing new.
No. One of the big games out there. And this has been a heated debate for a long time, that these video games are damaging our youth. You know, this goes all the way back to, like, 93, when Joe Lieberman, member Senator Joe Lieberman, spoke on the House floor.
I know that one place parents want us to draw the line is with violence in video games. The fact is that a new generation of video games crosses that line, containing the most horrible depictions of graphic violence and sex.
So that was back in 93. So they've been on this whole video game kick for a long time, you know?
It'll be 30 years now.
Yeah. And now there's a bill on the House floor of Illinois where Representative Marcus Evan Jr., he wants to ban the sale of Grand Theft Auto.
Whoa.
Because there's been so many carjackings in the city of Chicago. They're on the rise. So he is saying that the video game is contributing to the carjackings in the city, which, of course, makes no sense.
I don't think so.
No.
No,
I think it has to do with early release and recidivism and, you know, just handcuffing the police. Sure, but the game is definitely going to make things better.
Yeah.
Getting rid of it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's more of a moral issue than it is a video game issue. People have no morals. They don't care anymore. They think they want something. They take it. There's this instant gratification we have in society these days. That's the real problem. It's not the video games. I mean, my kids aren't robbing and stealing and selling drugs and everything that I know of, but they play all these video games. I mean, really, they play all the video games. They've never been busted for anything stupid. So it's just getting out of hand. I really think it is. And so is this Frogger while we're on video games. Remember that game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're making a movie out of it because Hollywood's unoriginal now.
What?
So we're going to have a Frogger movie. Yeah, we got that to look forward to.
Come on.
And the military has a laser. Oh, sweet. You know, I wish I could have went to the military. And it's not because, I mean, okay, don't get me wrong, I would defend our country. But I just want the cool toys. That's really all it is. I would go just for the toys. And I read today, are you ready for this? This is exciting.
Yeah.
We're like moving into Star Wars stuff now. The United States has revealed that they're developing and attempting to build the most powerful laser weapon in history.
Really?
Of course, that's cool, but I disagree. I think that's already been done, don't you think?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to begin phase two of our evil project. This is the phase in which we put a giant laser on the moon. The key to this plan is the giant laser. It was invented by the noted Cambridge physicist, Dr. Parsons. Therefore, we shall call it the Alan Parsons Project.
Great line. According to Popular Mechanics now, the weapon will fire 1 trillion watts of energy in 1 quadrillionth of a second. That's a lot of illions in there. Don't even
that
know
sounds fast.
It is really fast.
Yes. Apparently.
And it would be a million times stronger than the current lasers that are out there. And I'm guessing they're talking about the pens. Laser pens, which
they play with cats and dogs with them.
Yeah. So they're going to play with enemies with this type of laser. I love it.
Mm.
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they got a lot of cool stuff that we don't know about. You know, that's what is cool to me. I would like to know some more of the cool stuff that we have. So if anybody's in the military and you don't mind getting in trouble, you can leave us a voicemail anonymously of some of the other cool stuff the military has. 888-PENROD1. I would love to know more.
Empty voicemail later today.
Empty voicemail. Because I have a cousin that I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this on the radio. But he used to listen to communications across, you know, he would sit in a submarine and listen to communications. And then he got on like this top secret team that would bug certain places and make sure our own government was working in accordance to what their rules were. In one particular instance, they bugged that big house where a president lives.
Oh, boy.
And they were doing a drill where they moved the president around.
Yeah.
Nobody was speaking in code like they were supposed to.
Yeah.
And they met the president where the location was supposed to be. And the president was like, what the heck's going on here? And they were like, nobody was talking in code like they're supposed to be. So they've got some technology out there that we don't know about. And I want. Look up in the sky. It's not snow, but it could be rain.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain.
I love chocolate rain. That's great. Anyway, I learned something today. I learned that when the weather forecaster says there's a 30% chance of rain, I had no idea what they were talking about. I mean, okay. I just figured there was a 30% chance of rain in our area. Yeah, Paul.
Well, I thought that you don't even know that much. I mean, it's pretty simple to figure it out, right? I mean, 30% of the area is going to get rain, right?
Yeah,
well, I learned that today from this weather person.
Probability of precipitation, or POPs, as we call it for short. It's a pretty simple equation. Confidence times coverage, okay? Most often this is used for coverage, so let's say that I'm 100% sure that 30% of the forecast area will see at least some measurable rain. Then I'd forecast a 30% chance for rain, right? Basically, to boil it down, if you stay in one spot all day and there's a 30% chance for rain, then you have a 30% chance for rain. If you move around a little bit throughout the day, your chances will go up. Important to remember, the percentage has nothing to do with how much rain falls. You could have a 10% chance for rain and still end up with flooding if you get caught under a rogue thunderstorm. Now, it also doesn't really help that a lot of different meteorologists have different definitions, but this is the actual technical definition.
I did not know that.
There you go.
Now, the math has still got me thrown off a little bit, I'll be honest with you. But
too.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
And here, I've read the weather for 20-some years, as you guys have. And I did not know that. I'm a moron. I'm a moron. I feel bad now. I feel like I've misled people over the years. Then.
It's time for News of the World with Munch on the Penrod Show.
We're going to keep a track of all the dumb things that you say.
Well, at least Munch's world.
Yeah.
No. Let's keep track of all the dumb things that people do. Now, the CDC has labeled fentanyl, the most dangerous drug in America. So you think you'd find it in a toy? Like the glowworm toy?
Oh, I remember glowworms.
Yeah, well, this couple's going to remember this one forever. 500 fentanyl pills stuffed inside one that they purchased, a glowworm, from a thrift store in Arizona this last week. They did call the police. Wow. They seized the stash of drugs, and 20,000 citizens die from fentanyl in 2016. Died, I should say, in 2016. The numbers could be worse by now.
Wow. At a thrift shop. They went to pop some tags, and the next thing you know, they're popping fentanyl. Man, the luck of some people. So, Munch, I'm sure you've noticed this, maybe a little bit.
Hmm.
I'm guessing I probably noticed it the most in my life.
What's that?
Due to the whole gaggle of children that I have.
Oh, yeah, you got many.
Because I have a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to upset some people here, maybe even including you, because I say until you're outnumbered, you're not a real parent. Your life is super easy until there's three there. That changes the ball game.
Whatever.
So don't get me wrong. You're still a parent.
No, you're a sister.
In an easy sense of the word.
Yeah. What?
But I have found, and so did this girl, that at some point in your adult life, you get bumped.
Bumped.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
You get bumped at some point in your life.
Mom? Mm-hmm. Did I get bumped? What? Did I get bumped? I'm not here. Oh.
Well, you know what? Get married or be a baby.
So all of the pictures of her on this table that her mother had were gone.
Really?
And they were all grandkids or babies. There was one picture of her, one little tiny like sixth grade picture.
Oh, God.
And this woman's probably our age.
Okay.
So she got bumped from the grandkids. And that's totally the truth. In my mother's house, there's no pictures of me.
No, why would
whatsoever.
There be? Well,
it's all my kids.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that, though?
No.
Your mother loves you more than my mother loves me.
Oh, my mother lives with me, so she has to deal with the pictures I put up, and a lot of them are of me.
So the transverse, then, do you put pictures of your mother up?
That's how do you think I know what she looks like when she gets in from the casino?
I know. That's so true, though. As you get to be an adult, your pictures dwindle, and then there's all these grandkids' pictures up. Like, you look at the fridge at Mom's, and it's all pictures of my kids, and I'm like, where did all my pictures go? She's I had pictures of you up for a long time.
Yeah, I know what you look like, yeah.
Yeah, it's very upsetting.
Oh, you're going
to
be fine.
I'm
going
to have to bring that up to my mom, too, now, because I know I've been bumped.
It's time for the Daily Dad Joke.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Okay, earlier we talked about losing weight and not needing to go to the gym to do it.
Yes.
So I tried to do an intense workout that involved 500 sit-ups a day.
Really?
Yeah, my body, though, couldn't take the abuse.
Just the disgust look on Paul's face makes it all worthwhile. Big movie happened over the weekend. Of course, you might not have heard about it. This movie was so big. Let me tell you how big this movie is.
Okay.
You're supposed to say how big
it is. How big was it?
How big was it? Much.
It actually beat out Avengers Endgame.
No.
For ticket
no
sales. It totally did.
Where?
Totally did. And it just did it in one country. Yeah, Paul.
I thought Coming to America 2 came out next week.
Yeah, that's not going to beat anything. No, that's not going to beat anything. It's a movie. Sorry. It's a movie called Detective Chinatown 3.
What?
Those aren't sound effects. Squid.
Is this a karate movie?
It's This is not the American trailer for it. They don't understand what's going on. I don't understand what's going on. We gotta have the American trailer for things. I apologize.
Sounds intense.
It sounded intense, but that I don't know what they were saying.
But even in Chinese, it sounded boring.
Oh, come on. You know what they need? They need a big movie voice guy to edit.
In English. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In English. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what they need. It took in $775 million the first 3 days, and then another $424 million from the debut of it. So they're saying the math is bigger than any Star Wars or Marvel movie.
Of course, because you know they want to win at everything. Those wonderful people.
Will you watch it if they overdub it in English?
No, I don't watch movies. No,
you like
at
you,
all.
You like Star. You like Spider-Man, don't you?
I do, but it's got to be good. And who's playing the next one?
Tom Holland. They put out a teaser trailer today.
All right,
better be in English.
Gave us a fake name again.
Not shocked.
Dang. Yeah. I just don't understand why he keeps doing this.
You don't understand?
Really? I feel like it's pretty obvious to spoil things.
I don't spoil things.
Good thing.
Name me one thing that I've actually spoiled.
The last movie title.
So that's a little teaser they put out. It comes out on my birthday, December 17th. And this one is called Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh.
Because last one was Far From Home. He did Homecoming, the other one. Now this one is Far From Home. So we know what we're doing.
No, no way 10 home. Months out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know what we're doing on my birthday. We're going to see Spider-Man, whether you like it or not. And you're buying the popcorn. All right, a lot of stuff going on. What else going on in sports?
I don't know if you saw last weekend, but NFL Hall of Famer Deion Sanders, pretty famous guy, and decides to go back to a historically black college, Jackson State, and trying to impart his wisdom to the next group of youths. One of his kids is going
to
play for him.
Back.
I think it's great. And so they started their season last weekend playing an NAIA school that I've never heard of. What was the name of them? Oh, my gosh. Edward Waters, who sounds like my accountant. But that's the name of a college, apparently. So Jackson State wins 53-0. Deion gets the game ball from the team. Everybody is all excited. And then he shows up to the press conference.
No, right now, because I have mixed emotions. We won. Kids played really well. While the game was going on, somebody came in and stole every darn thing I had in my locker room. And the coaches all credit cards, wallet, watches. Thank God I had on my necklaces.
Thank God he had on his necklace. No,
but I mean, on the surface, that's a bad story, right? You know, everything gets ripped off his first game. But then a spokesperson for the university says, no, everything was just misplaced. Everything's fine. We found it all. He goes on Twitter to dispute it and says, no, don't believe that. One of my assistants caught this guy coming in and stealing my stuff. Then the athletic director had to release a statement. It's like one game in, did they expect this much of a three-ring circus down there? Oof.
Well, he is Deion Sanders, though. He's normally surrounded by a circus, for sure.
Or Mr. T. Yeah.
What else going on?
So Anthony Edwards had maybe the dunk of the decade a couple days ago, and so he's getting a little more media attention because of it. But
he's on the Timberwolves, right?
Yeah, he's on the Timberwolves. He was the number one pick in the draft. I mean, it's exciting. I mean, he had a great dunk and everything. But he's getting international questions now.
If you get a win tonight, that would breed confidence going into those next four games against teams in the similar spots beside you in the table.
Where are you from, Jim?
Ireland.
I like your accent. I want to learn how to talk like that. But ask your question again. I was too much listening to your accent.
Ask your question again. I have no idea what you just said. I like your accent.
That's so awesome.
Oh, I love that. That's great. I want to hear that again.
So if you get a win tonight, that would breed confidence.
I like the accent too.
Next four games against teams in the similar spots beside you in the table.
Where are you from, Jim?
Ireland.
I like your accent. It's tough. I want to learn how to talk like that. But ask your question again. I was too much listening to your accent.
Yeah, Munch.
I'm just confused. Wasn't Anthony Edwards Goose in Top Gun?
Different one. What do we learn today? Next on the Penrod Show. Thank you for joining us today. The hotline to happen is always open. Love to hear your thoughts on the program as we get closer to the weekend here tomorrow. But every day, we cover a lot of material on this show in 4 hours. So we got to learn something. Paul, what did you learn today, buddy?
Well, I learned that no matter how bad things get, I can always find a way to make wine in my toilet. That's very, very
bags that you got to acquire. A trash bag. You need something to put liquid in that will hold. Now, what you do is you got to save up fruits and a lot of sugar. And you got to have, the key to it is you got to have the right yeast. Get a honey bun, put it in with the fruit. You get orange juice, and what you do is you gotta get, you let it ferment. You get your plastic bag, you pour your juice in there. Let that go for a day or two. You put a straw or some kind of thing that comes out so it can air out a little at a time, because the bag will blow up and get bloated and it can pop. It takes about 7 days to get a good batch. That's how you make prison wine.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but that guy sounds like a guy who makes wine in his toilet. Yeah. I can't place
that's my
him.
Uncle.
And meth in his kitchen, too.
That's not my uncle. Yeah.
It's a busy trailer.
So what did you learn today, Mike?
That Anthony Edwards, while a famous basketball player, is not the same famous Anthony Edwards that played Goose in Top Gun.
No, he's not. But he does. We did learn. He does like the Irish accent.
So if you get a win tonight, that would breed confidence going into those next four games against teams in the similar spots beside you in the table.
Where are you from, Jim?
Ireland.
I like your accent. It's tough. I want to learn how to talk like that. But tough. Ask your question again. I was too much listening to your accent.
He does like the accents, though. So we do know that.
What'd you learn?
I learned all about the weather today, and I'm dumbfounded that I didn't know what a 30% chance of rain meant.
You're dumb.
Shush.
Yeah, shush. You found that out a long time
ago.
They did
not teach that in broadcasting school. That was not something that they covered in broadcasting school.
Dumbfounded.
They taught me how to press the button, read things correctly. I can deliver a hell of a weather report. I really can. Do I know what it means now? No, I've learned. I have no idea what I'm talking about whatsoever.
Dumbfounded. You're dumb, and we found it out a long time ago.
Thank you very much. Hey, we're coming back tomorrow. Bang, bang. It's Friday as we get into the weekend. Thanks for joining us for the Penrod Show.